Eastern Christianity, there is a special group of saints that are known as holy fools. I don't make this up. Holy fools. These saints are held in high esteem in the Eastern Church because during their lifetime they deliberately acted like fools, all in the name of Christ Jesus. So, for example, these holy fools often went around half naked or were homeless, spoke in riddles, were disruptive, especially about social mores or towards the people in power. These holy fools were considered especially blessed by God because of their innocence. If we want to look for historical precedents, we really don't have to look any further than the gospel we hear today. Holy fools were following in the footsteps of none other than the Lord Jesus himself. It probably strikes us as strange to hear that Jesus was thought crazy by many of his contemporaries, but he was. The evangelist Mark makes it clear to us that Jesus was considered unhinged by the people in authority, such as the Pharisees, as well as his own hometown folk. We're told in the gospel that his relatives set out to seize him because they thought he was out of his mind. As we might remember from our study of American history, George III of England was considered crazy also. He was king of England during the American Revolution, and his family had him locked away for long periods of time. Why? Because sometimes he talked to his relatives that had died years before, or with angels who he believed surrounded him. Also, he could talk continuously for hours. The gospel tells us that people in Jesus' time thought he was just as crazy. Okay, why? Why did they think that? Because he was touching lepers with his hands, something nobody with good sense ever did. Because he told sinners their sins were forgiven, something only God could say or do. Because he sat down and ate meals with people considered low life or without morals. You start adding up the list of stuff Jesus did that was outside the norm, and you see why people thought he had lost his mind. What's just as interesting is that early followers of the Lord Jesus were considered crazy also. Some, like Paul, accepted the name calling and even went along with it, saying he preached a message that was a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. An early Greek writer tried to explain the strange behavior of Christians to the Roman Emperor Hadrian. He described early Christians in this way. They love one another. They never fail to help widows. They save orphans from those who would hurt them. If they have something, they give freely to the man who has nothing. If they were to see a stranger, they take him home and are happy as though he were a real brother. This was not typical behavior. While these days we might say, oh, that's all nice and good behavior, contemporaries of early Christians found it very, very peculiar. After all, who in their right mind would honestly believe they should love their enemies and pray for their persecutors? Or who would be considered sane if they said, Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, store up treasures in heaven. Better yet, who would say it was sane behavior to deny oneself, take up one's cross, and follow someone crucified? All that kind of stuff made early followers of Jesus look strange, bizarre, crazy. Okay, that gets us to our own situation. Given what we've just heard, it seems logical to assume that if we ourselves are not doing something crazy or outside the norm, then maybe we aren't really following the Lord Jesus. Think about it. To put it another way, to follow the Christ who was called crazy, we have to be showing some crazy stuff ourselves. An American professor who was teaching in Moscow some years ago remembers a conversation he had with a Russian student of his. He said that she was telling him about meeting an American missionary there who told her that in order to become a Christian, all she needed to do was agree with four simple propositions and then say this one short prayer. The student replied to that missionary, "You Americans make being a Christian so simple and so easy. For us Russians in the Orthodox tradition, it's much more difficult. It's much more difficult." And with those few words, we find the catch. If there is nothing different, nothing difficult about our daily lives, then the lives of everybody else around us, if we just blend into our culture around us with no trouble whatsoever, if we don't go against the ways of our society in any real measurable ways, then we can hardly claim to follow Jesus, whose own behavior was so out of sync with his environment that people thought he was a lunatic. Yes, maybe we have taken the easy way, the safe way, the sane route, none of which is the way of the Lord. That gospel we hear today might be a wake-up call for many of us. We're surprised. Yes, we're taken aback that Jesus' relatives thought he was out of his mind. That may suggest just how far we have drifted away from the real message, the real message of the Lord. Again, when everything we do looks pretty normal and fairly typical, and nobody ever calls us crazy for the things we do, then we're probably not following Jesus. We're just following the crowd around us.